Dreamscape presents Santa's Puppy by Katherine Hapke, narrated by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Christmas is coming. No, it's here.
Hurry, hurry, it's time to go,
the furry white dog barked. He raced across the tundra toward the grazing reindeer. Snow was falling softly, and, as usual, the air smelled of gingerbread and pine cones. One of the reindeer, Vixen, lifted her head.
Keep it down, youngster, she said, peering at the dog. We're trying to eat here.
Right,
added her friend Cupid.
We've got a big night coming up, you know.
From the direction of the snow castle on the horizon came the call,
Ahoy, reindeer!
Santa Claus's jolly voice boomed over the North Pole.
Shake a hoof. It's almost Christmas. Bring him in, Peppermint Bark.
See?
The dog, Peppermint Bark, let his tongue loll out in a grin.
Told you so.
Fine, fine,
the lead reindeer, Dasher, grumbled.
Let's go, gang.
This way, follow me,
Peppermint Bark cried, turning and racing toward Santa, with his tail wagging. Behind him came the thundering sound of hooves, but a second later there was silence as the reindeer took flight, soaring over Peppermint Bark's head.
Go, go,
the young dog barked.
Hurry, it's almost Christmas.
An hour later, all eight reindeer were hitched to the enormous red and gold sleigh parked in front of the North Pole's towering peppermint-striped gates. Brightly wrapped packages of all shapes and sizes piled higher and higher in the back, as dozens of elves bustled to and fro between the sleigh and their workshop. The elves were dressed in their usual uniform of spruce green tunics and red tights, their tiny boots trampling a path through the snow.
Watch it, short stuff,
an elf said, dodging around Peppermint Bark.
Who you calling short stuff, short stuff?
Peppermint Bark said with a laugh. Two more elves hurried into view, teetering under the weight of a shiny red bicycle with a bow on the handlebars.
Faster,
the taller elf exclaimed, tugging on her end of the bike.
We have to stay on schedule if Santa's going to leave on time.
The second elf huffed and puffed.
Sorry, Juniper,
he said.
I'll try to do better. Can I help?
Peppermint Bark asked Juniper. She had been elected head elf this year, and she was taking her job of running and organizing the workshop very seriously. Juniper rolled her eyes.
Can you help? What do you think?
She said, peering down her long, pointy nose at Peppermint Bark.
It's Christmas. That means all hands on deck. All paws on deck, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?